Track 24. Questions 1 to 7.
So, I think we'd better start planning what we're going to do for our group project. Have you guys had any ideas?
I was thinking we should do something on extreme weather events and explain them, but I think Alex had some different ideas.
Yes, maybe we should look into more localised weather conditions and the effects on the immediate environment.
That's a good idea, Alex. But I don't think we'd be able to get much data on that, and we don't really have time to do our own research. What about doing something about the seasons?
I think the seasons might be a bit too wide-reaching, you know? When we take into account the wind patterns and pressure systems.
Maybe you're right.
Well, how about Tom's idea of extreme weather conditions?
Yes, that sounds like a good idea. It's easy to break down into separate parts, and it certainly sounds more interesting.
I'd quite like to cover monsoons. I've been doing some reading on them, and they're quite interesting.
Well, that sounds good. We should maybe take two areas each. That would make it easier for us to focus.
Well, we've got lots to choose from. We could do blizzards, heat waves, droughts, cyclones. There are loads. Why don't you do blizzards, Tom?
I don't fancy doing them, but I wouldn't mind doing something on floods. They're linked to monsoons, I think, so it will be an easy transition. What do you fancy doing, Alex?
Well, OK, let's leave blizzards then, if no one is interested. I could cover winds.
But that isn't really extreme enough.
I could do hurricanes. They're pretty exciting. How about doing cyclones, Emma?
I'd rather do heat waves and droughts, I think. I know a bit about them. I don't know anything about cyclones.
Oh, cyclones are really interesting. I can cover them.
That sounds great. I was thinking about doing cyclones, but I'm happy for you to do them.